Washington County has been GOP territory for a long time and with intensity. 4 years ago, amid Governor Doyle's statewide victory over Republican Mark Green, the county went for Green by a margin of more than 2-1. In 2004, local voters tossed out moderate Republican State Senator Mary Panzer in favor of the very conservative Glenn Grothman. On the campaign trail that fall, a woman named Renee held a sign with a letter of Grothman's name.
I'm holding the M for Grothman, because he is the man.
One of the people in charge of making Washington County even redder this year is the GOP's county vice chair, Kathy Kernan. The retiree from Richfield says it's important to her to not only vote, but to get others to vote as well.
I think more people should get involved and take a little bit of ownership in what happens. I guess I'm not a sit-on-the-sidelines person.
So late last week, Kernan took a shift going door to door on West Bend's near West Side.
Hi, my name is Kathy. I'm from the Republican Party.
Hi.
So I'm just here today to ask if Scott Walker and Ron Johnson can count on your vote next Tuesday.
Kernan got an enthusiastic reception at the home of Lynn and Pete Schrader. Mr. Schrader says the Obama administration is motivating him to vote GOP this fall.
I would say it's mostly to do with the undoing of the Obama machine right now. All the health care, undo the health care. Keep the tax credits that the Bush administration gave us. That's going to stimulate the economy.
It's not all Republican homes in Washington County, of course. About one in three adults may cast their ballots for Democrats. Some people answer their doors by politely telling Kernan that Scott Walker and Ron Johnson cannot count on their vote. And then there's Peachy Keene, who says he's still undecided.
I've been a union guy all my life, so I'm not quite sure what's going to
happen. You haven't made your mind up yet?
Yeah, I mean, I was leaning toward Johnson and Walker right away when I seen him. And I don't know.
To try to sway the undecided and remind devoted Republicans to get to the polls, the Republican Party of Washington County also operates phone banks from a West Bend office.
Well, bless you, my friend. I appreciate your time.
One of the dialers on what the county GOP dubbed Men's Night is Tony Turner. Turner's a local alderman and insurance company employee. He says he's proud to help get out the Republican vote.
I've been the top caller for Men's Night the last 3 weeks, and I intend to do it again tonight. So as soon as we get done with this interview, I'm back to the phones, my friend.
Have a great night, sir.
A few women are also making calls during our visit. Patty Gitter of Hubertus works at a small business and is expecting a baby in 6 weeks. Gitter says she's volunteering and voting for two.
What's motivating me most is that the fear of the way that the state is being run right now is that it's going to fall 10 times harder on my unborn son as it's going to fall on me.
Now, whether Patty Gitter and the other Republican volunteers in Washington County get the statewide results they want tomorrow will depend on people in 71 other counties as well. But with a growing number of Republican voters in Washington County, the county may only increase in importance to Republican candidates in the years ahead. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Bend.